Nick, you guys have done a lot of shuffling with the roster the last week or so. You know, Spike's coming back, bringing guys in, cutting guys. Is this what it's usually like, kind of at the end of the season, or was this, or have you had to kind of work at it maybe more this year than you've had in maybe in previous years?
I think it all depends on the situation. You know, each week, you know, we just kind of look at the team as a whole, and whatever moves that we have to make, then we go ahead and make them. You know, maybe there was a little bit more activity toward the end of the season, but you know, we just do what we need to do on a weekly basis just to make sure that, you know, if there's a player that's out there that can help us in some capacity, whatever that may be, then we'll look at it. A lot of it's contingent upon who's healthy, who's available, et cetera. So, you know, at points there was, different weeks, maybe there's a little bit more activity of it as a result of what happened in the game the previous week. And, you know, we just have to figure out collectively what we can do to prepare for the game, and that's what we'll do.
What do you think about, or can you assess your defensive line as a whole, where it stands now? I mean, that's seen more movement maybe than any other place.
Yeah, you know, we made the move the other day with Mike Wright. You know, but there's a number of guys that have played a lot of football for us this year. You know, Vince has been out there. Gerard's been out there. Myron's come back. It's good to have him for the last game, and he had a chance to practice last week. And Landon's come in and made a contribution since he's been here. So, I mean, we're just kind of work with the players that we have and just try to figure out the best way to utilize them on a week-to-week basis. You know, the defensive staff do a great job of that, and, you know, that'll be the case this week. So it's been a combination of a number of different guys. You know, some guys that don't have as much experience in our system relative to some other guys that do. So, I mean, those guys, whatever they've been asked to do this season, you know, they've stepped in, and whatever roles they've been asked to play, they try to do them to the best of their ability, whoever they are. So, and we'll continue with that approach here moving forward.
Nick, one of the guys that's played more of late on the defensive line is Kyle Love. What have you seen from his progression and his contribution?
Yeah, I think as the year has progressed, Kyle's made some improvements. You know, he's a big guy. He's strong. You know, for his size, he's fairly nimble and he moves well. So I think a lot of it with this particular situation is just understanding how to play the techniques on a consistent basis. You know, and there are certain matchups that are involved, who you're playing against on a week-to-week basis. So I think Kyle's made some improvements over the course of the year, and, you know, it's shown up in practice, and it's carried over into the games, you know, which is encouraging. So hopefully that will continue here this week in practice and into the game on Sunday.
I know you guys got Brandon Dederick back for this week. Do you believe now that whatever the problems were are sort of over or fixed since the suspension?
You know, we'll find out. I mean, you know, I know Bill made a comment last week about that particular situation. I really don't have anything to add to it. You know, he's here. Brandon's here. We'll start practicing tomorrow, and, you know, we'll ask him to prepare for the game just like we ask any other player. And, you know, if he's ready to play, then he'll be given his opportunity. So we'll see how it goes here this week.
Nick, what are your thoughts on what you've seen from Sebastian Vollmer this year?
Yeah, Sebas has had a real consistent year. I mean, he's been out there since day one. To my recollection, I don't think he's missed a practice. I think he missed one last week, but that might have been the first one all year. But Sebas has been a consistent performer really since he's arrived. He's improved. He's got a pretty unique skill set. He had to play left tackle last year. This year he's predominantly played on the right side, but he's got good size. He's a good athlete for his size. He's a smart guy. He studies. He understands what we're trying to do offensively, and, you know, he works well with that entire group. You know, they work well together. You know, he and Conley on the right side. Now it's been Wendell later in the year. But all those guys, they work well together. They communicate. And, you know, Sebas has had a pretty steady and a consistent year. And, you know, he works hard at it. It's important to him. And, you know, his performance has been fairly consistent throughout the course of the entire season.
Nick, you just said that Sebastian has a unique skill set. Is it because he's able to play seemingly so well on both ends of the line, or can you elaborate a little bit more on what you mean by unique skill
set? Yeah, sure. You know, some left tackles, you know, their skill set is more conducive just to playing on the left side. It doesn't necessarily translate over and carry over to the right side, and vice versa with right tackles. But for his size, he's athletic enough to go and play on the left side, and he combines that with good playing strength, which, you know, on the right side, it's sometimes a little bit more of a factor. But there's still a playing strength component on the left side. So to be able to flop back and forth like that, if necessary, you know, I think he's able to do that. You know, like, for example, DeBrickshaw Ferguson with the Jets, you know, he's one of the better left tackles in the league. There's no question about it. You know, whether or not he could play right tackle, he hasn't. But I think his skill set is certainly, you know, some of the attributes that you see with him are a lot of the top left tackles he possesses. He's long, he's athletic, he can get out in space, he can get out to the junction point, you know, which conversely a lot of the better pass rushers or the edge players usually are on the offensive left side or the defensive right side, because for the most part that's the blind side of the quarterback. So, you know, that guy on the left side has to have maybe a little bit more athleticism because there's that speed component on the left side when you're playing left tackle that you have to deal with. So hopefully that kind of answers your question.
Nick, at the start of Bill's conference call, he was asked about, you know, the matchup between Rex and himself, and he sort of broke it down, said he probably has a little quickness on Rex, but maybe Rex has a little more strength and power. When you broke down the tape, what did you see?
I'd say that's pretty accurate. I don't think anybody wants to see those two race or line up against one another on the field. It might take a long time, but you know, the most important thing is how our players prepare, and, you know, each coach will prepare their team. And in the end, the players are the ones that are out there on the field on Sunday, and they're the ones that are going to be making the plays. So, but maybe on the side we can see how Rex and Bill will do maybe at halftime. Maybe that could be a good halftime show or something like that.
Would you race Mike Tannenbaum as well, just, you know, for entertainment value?
Sure, if Mike's up for it. I'd be more than happy to. Hopefully I don't embarrass myself.
All right, thank you, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.